Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Friday, April 12th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle flying solo on today's show. A few housekeeping items before we get started. J-Book is not joining me because it is 5:15 Pacific right now, and so he's still sleeping. Or maybe he's up already working out. Who knows? But I think he doesn't get up for a little bit longer. What happened was Ohio State moved their practice today up till it's going to begin here at 8:45 and we'll go until about 10:30 and it's going to be open to the media at Ohio Stadium. And they moved it up moved it up because of rain in the forecast. Well, we're going to get pelted with rain anyway, but anyway, so I have to go over to Ohio State and cover practice. Patrick Murphy's over there right now, getting over there early for us. Steve Hellwagon has a previous commitment. So, had to do the show early. I would love to get J-Book on, but couldn't do that. Also want to thank Coach Day. Yesterday, it was really cool. If you haven't seen our live Q&A with Coach Day from yesterday that J-Book and I hosted, the foundation set it up, and Cardale and Brian were in there asking questions and answering questions and informing people. That was awesome. Really appreciate Coach Day taking a full half hour. You can get on Bucknuts. It's pinned at the top of our front row message board. Anybody can listen to it. You don't have to be a Bucknut subscriber. It's free, but you should be a Bucknut subscriber. All right, let's get to matters of business, beginning with Nuts.com. You guys know I love Nuts.com. You guys know I love Nuts.com. They do a great job. Now almost down to this is my third bag of almonds over the last 2 weeks that I've devoured. Now almost 3 bags in 2 weeks of almonds. It's great stuff. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone. At Nuts.com, quality is the top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Bucknuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. All right. I'm looking forward to a lot of things tomorrow at the spring game. By the way, it's pretty cool that, you know, if you guys are sitting back, and I know it was always on Big Ten Network, you know, for the last several years, but and before that, locally broadcast on, you know, 10 TV here in town. So it's not like that it has. It's not like being on TV is new, but if you're sitting at home and now you get to watch it on Fox, I'm sure they're going to dress it up as much as they can. So that's really cool that it's going to be on network TV for a glorified scrimmage. I'm thrilled we're going to get to see tackling. I was worried it was going to be thudding up the entire time. Ryan Day said, no, that first couple series when it's like Travion Henderson in there and some of these guys, there's no need to bring Travion to the ground. They're just going to thud up. And then after that, it's on. You know, I'm sure the quarterbacks will be off limits, obviously. But I love that we're going to see people, you know. It's because somebody will ask, like, how's Gabe Powers look, for example? He looks good. He looks good. I haven't seen Gabe Powers tackle one guy to the ground all spring. He looks good up when they're out there thudding up. He's filled out. He moves well. He's a rangy linebacker. I don't think he's going to move to defensive end like somebody, some of opined. He could. I see why people have said that. He's got the long arms, every bit of 6'4", but I think he's going to be, you know, a good backup Mike this year to Cody Simon, and then is going to, you know, be a good starter next year. But I don't know that for sure. I haven't seen him tackle anybody. So it's going to be fun to see, you know, guys like Gabe Powers and CJ Hicks, Sonny Styles, and these guys tackle Arvell Reese, tackle guys to the ground, and guys like James Peoples and others avoiding those tackles to the ground. TC Caffey, Sam Williams Dixon. So really looking forward to that. Just, you know, it's hard to get a good gauge on how football players look when they're not playing real football. So we're going to see some real football tomorrow, my friends. I love that. All right. Transfer portal. Coach Day touched on this both when he met with the entire media earlier this week and then on our exclusive interview with him yesterday. You know, is Ohio State going to add anybody in the portal? You know, he's not going to come out and say anything definitively, but I tell you what, reading between the lines, it sounds like, I mean, they're obviously at least going to leave no stone unturned. He said, you know, they're always looking to fill holes, and he made it clear. Now, a hole doesn't necessarily mean it's a starter. Hole could mean, oh, we need depth here, you know, and it could even be we need a third stringer here, you know. And I think one guy I've been talking about a lot, and I know that this has been, others have reported this, it makes a lot of sense to add K'Ron Lynch Adams, running back, but had a good year as a fifth-year senior at UMass, has one more year left, initially was going to go to the NFL, then decided to, you know, he's going to play one more year of college football, and it makes a lot of sense. He's a kid from Ohio originally, and he knows he wouldn't be coming here as a starter, so maybe that's going to be a tough sell because other places are going to say, you can come here and start. He's coming off a 1,200-yard season at UMass, but being from Ohio, maybe you know, the Buckeyes can add him, and, you know, everything they're doing with NIL, I'm sure that can that'll help the cause. So, but whether or not it's K'Ron Lynch Adams, I think they need to get a running back just for depth, knowing that's going to challenge Travion and Quinshon, but somebody just for depth. What if those guys both get hurt? Then you're down to James Peoples, TC Caffey, and Sam Williams Dixon. You got to get another scholarship running back, in my opinion. And I think that, you know, it'd be great in a perfect world to get another offensive lineman that can at least compete in there for a spot. Not somebody who's going to come in here. Oh, it'd be great to get someone who's just going to come and be a surefire starter, but somebody that can at least compete. You know, that right side is still not completely settled. Although Coach Day says a lot of nice things about Josh Fryer. He's had a tremendous offseason, so we'll see about that. But, you know, I do think, just based on what Coach Day has said, I'll be surprised if they don't add players, plural. Maybe all that, and then maybe that's only two, but I think they'll add players in the portal. Buckeyes will. Okay, will Ohio State lose players in the portal? What do you guys think? I mean, this day and age, wouldn't you bet your house? Maybe you'd bet your neighbor's house or your neighbor's car. No, I'm serious. I would bet my car that they'll lose players. I mean, that'd be the safest bet in the world, I think, because I mean, you just look at it. I mean, this team is so loaded, and you got guys that are good players that are going to be like third stringers. And I don't think they're going to lose anybody that we're like, you know, that we're too upset about. And I don't have any names for you. And if I did, I don't think that'd be fair. If I knew for sure somebody was leaving, I'd say something. Sounds like that Lincoln Keenhold stuff was BS, and he's going to Iowa for an official visit next weekend. I think somebody was having fun on Twitter. I think that was an Iowa fan on Twitter having fun. Imagine that, right? But they'll definitely, I mean, there's no way I've said this, there's no way they're going to have five scholarship quarterbacks on the roster come fall. One of these guys is going to transfer. In my opinion, it'd be great if all five stick around, right? Do we think that's realistic? No, I don't think it's realistic. So I think, yes, they will. They'll probably lose more than what they bring in, but it's quality over quantity for Ohio State in the portal, just what they've done. I mean, look what they did. They actually lost more than what they brought in the first window. But look, I mean, look at the quality they brought in. I mean, Caleb Downs, Quinshon Judkins. I mean, it's ridiculous. Julian Sain even counts. Seth McLaughlin, you know, Will Kaczmarek, the tight end. So they, you know, but they actually lost numbers-wise more than they brought in. I think that'll be the case again, but I think. And then I don't think they're going to hit home runs like – I mean, obviously, they're not going to land a Caleb Downs or a Quinshon Judkins. I still can't believe Caleb Downs is here. Isn't that awesome? It's going to be fun seeing him tomorrow. Although, even though he's a sophomore and just got here, he's probably going to be one of those guys they're not going to have out there tackling too much. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will have him out there tackling. Probably not for too long, though. But so, yeah, I do think Ohio State will add players via the portal, and I definitely think they will lose players. And I think they will lose more than they add. But I think when the dust settles, we look back on it, we'll say, okay, we'll take that trade, whatever that trade ends up being. I think we'll say we'll take that trade because I don't think they're going to lose anybody that they have penciled in as, like, certainly not a starter or a top backup, you know. So there we go. All right. I mean, here we are at the end of spring. And we're sitting here having legit conversations about whether Julian Sands is going to be the starting quarterback for this team as a true freshman. Not like, oh, you know, you're telling me there's a chance. Dumb and dumber. Like, no, like a legit chance. I would have lost, speaking of betting, I would have lost a lot of money on that one if you said, what are the chances that that Sayan, you know, is going to be, by the end of spring, it's going to be just a legit conversation, whether it's going to be, you know, Will Howard, Devin Brown, or Sayan. I'd be like, there's no way. And I was high on Julian Sayan coming in. I mean, watch this film against good competition. Carlsbad, California. There's a reason he was ranked so high. Some had him as the number one quarterback in the country. Five-star. Saban handpicked him. Saban pretty good at what he did. Okay, maybe the GOAT. I'm being facetious. Not maybe. He is the GOAT. Saban handpicked him. I love it. But I'm also just taken aback by this. I think we're so all swept up in it. We almost don't just take back and sit back and realize this true freshman is in here, and he's given Will Howard, a fifth-year senior, and then Devin Brown. I know On3 had him as the number one quarterback in the country coming out of high school. It wasn't like he was some scrub coming out of high school. We weren't as high on him. I don't do anything with the recruiting rankings, but we're a team. 24/7 wasn't quite as high on him as On3, but he was still ranked pretty damn high by 24/7. I mean, this was not some scrub coming out of high school. He was, you know, originally at, you know, in the Phoenix area, then played his final season in Utah, Corner Canyon. So, for Julian Sayan to be given, he's not giving scrubs like a run for their money. I shouldn't say everybody. I certainly thought Will Howard was going to be the starter. I know what he's making via NIL. I've seen him. You guys know, I think he's a gamer. I've talked about that. I think when the lights come on, Will Howard's one of those guys that just some of the things that they do when they're not playing real football, that doesn't show his skill set. But bottom line is, I keep hearing from people I trust that Julian Sayan is giving these guys a run for their money. And there are times at these scrimmages that he looks like the best quarterback. And we saw it a little bit for ourselves at the Student Appreciation Day. I won't say for sure he was the best quarterback that day, but you could make the argument he was. I'll put it that way. And I love his poise. I love he's very clean throwing motion, very crisp, very accurate. Not a cannon, but a good arm. You wouldn't say it's a cannon, but it's a good arm. Not a big guy, but not tiny though either. Listed at 6'1", 190. So probably close. I don't know. They're pretty accurate about the height and weights over there. I give them credit for that. I love that. So, yeah, we got practice starting. Those are just tuning in. J-Book is not with us because he's sleeping still. I just told him, don't worry about it, man. I got to knock it out early. I got to get over. They moved to Ohio State's practice. The Buckeyes are starting practice here soon, 8:45. They're stretching right now, having a practice at Ohio Stadium. The high school football coaches are there. It's open to the media. So as soon as I get the show done, I'm going to head on over to Ohio State. That's why I'm doing the show so early, and that's why I'm doing it solo without my guy J-Book. Was awesome doing that spaces with him yesterday. It's just crazy. We're sitting here and this is a legit conversation, but that's a credit to Julian Sayan. And I mean, we can't, you know, Will Howard has not seized the job. You know, he's turning the ball over too much. Again, I think when the lights come on and you have to tackle Will Howard, you can't just get a finger on him. You know, he can keep plays alive. I've seen him like stiff arm dudes and keep plays alive and throw, you know, I mean, he's a gamer. Okay. So the things that they're doing right now, they can just get a finger on him and he's down. That's going to cause a quarterback to, oh, I got to get the ball out of my hand because they touch it, they brush me, I'm considered sacked. Am I making excuses? Yes, but I also think that's legit. Like I'm trying to imagine playing quarterback, and you know, you already know that your offensive line is in for a struggle against this D line. Whether you're talking starters versus starters, twos versus two, whatever, this D line's loaded, right? You already got to worry about that, even if you're getting tackled. Like, now they can just get a finger on you and you're down. Like, you're probably going to be, you know, getting the ball out because you know you're going to be getting sacked if you don't. So, whatever. We'll find out. But I give Julian Sayan a lot of credit, and it sure makes things interesting, my friends. It sure makes things interesting. Okay. Let me do our other read because this is not going to be the longest of shows. And I was making plans with Patrick Murphy about, you know, getting over and covering practice today. I'm like, maybe I'll just get back to our roots and do like a literal 5-minute show. No, we're not going to do that. We're way past that mark anyway. But I do want to let you guys know about our other awesome sponsor. They're brand new this week, Gooder Sunglasses. Love these guys, and they have a great deal for you guys. Yeah, again, my wife and my daughter are still fighting over the Amelia Earhart ghosted me sunglasses. I just took these two for myself. Let them fight over it. Now I'm gonna have to order an extra pair of Amelia Earhart ghosted me. It's their number one selling sunglasses product for women. So I know we got a lot of women listening to the show. Amelia Earhart ghosted me, which is a hilarious name. We got these as well. We're very happy to announce our newest sponsor of the show, Gooder Sunglasses. Gooder, just a fantastic company that makes great looking and high quality sunglasses for much less than you are used to paying. These sunglasses start at just $25 and they are 100% polarized. Gooder has a massive selection of sunglasses. And one of the things I like is I don't have to worry about losing them because I'm not dropping $200 on a pair of sunglasses. These look like the really expensive sunglasses, but you're getting them, as I said, at a fraction of the cost. I highly recommend you guys go to gooder.com and check them out. And thanks to the BM5, you can get free shipping on any order. That's right. If you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Bucknuts Morning 5 listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/bucknuts and use code bucknuts for free shipping. Gooder offers 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's gooder.com/bucknuts and use code bucknuts for free shipping. If you're going to do it, I mean, they say try a pair. I'd get multiple pairs. You know, you're getting the free shipping anyway, you know. They start at just $25. I think the Amelia Earhart ghosted me might be all the way up to 30. I mean, you're not going to drop a lot of money and you're going to get free shipping, and I'd get multiple pair. They've got a huge selection and you're going to love the names of the glasses. They've got funny names for all of them. All right. A few more minutes here and then I got to get over to the Ohio State. It's cool. The practice is at Ohio Stadium today. I was just looking forward to being in. It's always, you get that feeling you're walking into a cathedral when you walk into that place. I was looking forward to going in there tomorrow, which I still am. By the way, programming note, don't forget, join me right after the spring game, What We Learned Live, our podcast, post-game podcast. I'll be doing it right there from the press box at Ohio State. So join me for What We Learned Live right after the spring game tomorrow. All right, other matters of business. Can this O-line hold up against the D-line tomorrow? That's what I'll be taking a close look at, because they definitely did not do that last year. And I like that, the quarterbacks, it's so tough because even when they're going live, the quarterbacks, not to repeat myself, but, you know, you get a fingertip on them, they're considered down. So we'll see. But I am curious how this O-line is going to do against this D-line. You know, can they at least have a stalemate at most times? I think the D-line's going to get the better of them. I'd be shocked if it didn't. But, you know, can they at least not get embarrassed like they did last year? We'll see. And specifically, how we're hearing a lot of good things about Josh Fryer. Does he look quicker? Does he look like he's bending, like Coach Day says? Is he in this great shape? Does he have a better, you know, is he better against, you know, he was a good run blocker last year. Can he get those edge rushers sealed off? He's a big boy with long arms and he's strong. We'll see. How's Luke Montgomery look at right guard? Is he locked that down? Or is that still going to be something they have to figure out in camp? Can they go past, can they go leave spring thinking, okay, we have our right guard, or do they not know if they have the right guard? Where's Tegra fit in? Is Tegra a guy they really like who they're going to, hey, we like these two guys starting, but Tegra, we really like him as that next guy? Or is Tegra going to push for a starting spot, or are they maybe a little bit down on Tegra? I think it's probably the first thing I said, that he's going to be that sixth guy. They like him, and he'll probably be a starter beginning next year, but he'll be that top backup this year. It's my guess. But I'm going to be taking a close look at how this O-line stacks up against this D-line. And, yeah, I mean, low-hanging fruit, but J.J. Smith, Jeremiah Smith, we're going to get to see him in action. We've seen him, you know, I saw him at the – they had had one scrimmage that was open to the media, which was really cool, and he was just making plays all over the place, mossing guys all over the place. Guys who had great coverage and did nothing wrong on the play, he just went up and just made a better play. Sometimes it wasn't even a good pass. J.J. Smith was legit. You guys are going to be entertained. And I'm just curious how much we will glean from the quarterbacks tomorrow. Because, again, I always use the Justin Fields example from 5 years ago. Everybody's leaving the spring game. He had that one long pass to Ben Victor. It was like 97 yards or something like that, spring game record, we think. And other than that, I mean, you take that away, it's like his stats were pretty bad. And, you know, and there was times that the ball was nowhere near the receiver, and people were concerned about Justin Fields. And then he, you know, was one of the best players in the nation in 2019, Heisman finalist. So we've got to take everything with a grain of salt, but it is going to be interesting to see when we step back and look at this you know, grade it, so to speak. Who's going to be the best quarterback on the field tomorrow? Are we going to walk away with it from this saying it's Julian Sand? I'm just saying that would be interesting. Is Will Howard going to silence some of his doubters? Is Devin Brown going to say, don't forget about me? Speaking of don't forget about me, is Lincoln Kienholz and Aaron Nolan going to say, don't forget about me? So I can't wait to see the quarterbacks. Hope to see some of you guys there. If I don't see you guys there, hopefully I'll see you on What We Learned Live. Appreciate you guys joining me. And by the way, the weather is not nice in Columbus. The rain's starting right now. It's probably going to be a monsoon by the time I get over to Ohio Stadium for practice. I'm going to be starting practice right when the monsoon comes. But weather tomorrow here in the capital city, 62 and sunny, no precipitation. Bam. I put the over-under at 80,000 for fans. I've had some people say, oh, we're going to get 100K. I don't think they're going to get 100K. I think they're going to get 80K. 62 and sunny. They had already sold 50,000 tickets by Wednesday. Since then, I'm sure they've sold at least 10,000 more, maybe more than that. You're going to get some walk-ups. I bet they'll get over 80K. We'll see. 62 and sunny. All right. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Sorry the show was short for our standards. Back in the day, this would have been such a long show that Mr. Bucknuts would have fired me. That's how far we've come. This is a 20-minute show is a short version of the Bucknuts Morning 5. Bucknuts Morning 5 times 4. But thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Coach Day yesterday for our Spaces Q&A. Thanks to the Foundation, Brian Schottenstein, Cardale for setting that up. Great job by J-Book hosting it. I was just along for the ride as a mere co-host. That was a lot of fun. Really cool that Coach Day did that. Really, really, really cool. First big-time head coach that's ever sat down and did a Spaces on X. If you guys don't know what Spaces is, it's just a way to have an audio conversation on Twitter/X. Anybody can listen. It's public. Only certain people can ask questions or be considered speakers. It's pretty cool. It's really cool that he did it. Again, get on Bucknuts. You can listen to the replay of that. It's about 33 minutes long with Coach Day. Great stuff. Thanks again to all of you. Enjoy the spring game tomorrow, Bucknutters. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. Really appreciate you guys. Go Bucks.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.